This is KCUR. I'm Gina Kaufman. So you're driving around Kansas City, or maybe walking, or riding a bike, and you notice something. A weird statue, a mysterious storefront, or some other architectural oddity, and you think,
what is that?
What is that?
What is that?
What is that?
You're driving uphill along winding roads in Wyandotte County. You turn the corner and see a house that looks like it came out of a ghost story. It's a three-story red brick Victorian home with a high tower at the top and carved lions framing the doorway. It's surrounded by chain-link fence and looks like it's seen better days. Christina Leffring looked into the history of Sauer Castle in Rosedale and why it's never been restored.
As a child, Patricia Sherkamp of the Wyandotte County Museum would regularly go up the hill to see the house. As an adult, she finally got to see the inside.
It is a beautiful home inside. Just to walk through those two beautiful, tall doors, they're so ornate. You walk in and you're immediately facing this beautiful wood staircase that just goes up and around. You know, you almost feel like you're in Gone with the Wind.
Sauer Castle, as it's referred to, was built by Anton Sauer, a German businessman who moved to Kansas City at the end of the Civil War. He was a widower, and when he arrived, he married a widow. They decided to build a house for their combined family of 12 children. Sherkamp says that he searched for a location that would remind him of his hometown along the Rhine River.
The idea of the house is actually you almost have a 180. You can turn around and on one side you see the Kansas-Missouri River where they can join, and then you turn back around and you see the Missouri River coming up.
The house was completed in 1871 and included a winery, grape arbor, bakery, and schoolhouse for the children. Now those features are all gone, and the house is empty and in disrepair.
Walk into that house and get a sense of the opulence and what Mr. Sauer was trying to bring to the home. And it would be wonderful if somehow that home could be revived.
The house is not just historically significant for the neighborhood. It's listed on the National and State Registry of Historic Homes. Sidney Milstein, an architectural historian, surveyed the house in the area in the late 80s and early 90s.
It has been said that it's the finest example of an Italianate villa in the state. We strongly suspect that it was Asa Beebe Cross's design. He was the first professional architect in Kansas City, Missouri.
Milstein warns that with each passing year the house is uninhabited, potentially irreparable damage is done.
If it suffers through, you know, many more hard winters, I just don't know how much more that house can take.
A coalition of historians and community developers have wanted to see it restored, but over several owners, it hasn't been so easy. But let's go back a bit. After Mr. Sauer died, Mrs. Sauer and their daughters continued to live in the house. The husband of one of the daughters committed suicide in 1930, which sparked rumors it was haunted. And while the ghost stories have kept the castle in the public's imagination, they've been a problem for the house and the neighborhood. Joy Lindsay's living room window looks out onto the overgrown yard of the castle. She doesn't buy the ghost stories.
I've lived here, right in this house, since 1961. And I've never seen a witch or a ghost. It's never been haunted. It's not haunted today, and it was never haunted.
When Lindsay moved to The Hill, Paul Berry lived in the house. He bought it from the Sauers in 1954. Lindsay said Berry was a good neighbor, especially to the kids.
A couple of other neighborhood kids would go over and sit on the back porch. He'd make Kool-Aid and cookies. And then he'd catch the goats and let them ride his goats. People off the hill thought he was a vicious, terrible old man because he had big, vicious-looking dogs. And one of them was a three-legged dog. And, of course, everybody all over the place knew that old mean three-legged dog.
The dogs were to prevent break-ins. Even with someone living in the house, it was frequently broken into, either by thieves or curious ghost hunters. Joy Lindsay says haunted house tours would stop by and allow people to wander the grounds.
that it was a nuisance. I mean, the castle's not a nuisance. I'm used to it. I wouldn't know what to do without it. But it's the people that come from other places are trying to see what's there. Every Halloween, it's just about it's broke into or it's vandalized.
Barry had only lived in part of the house. When he died in 1985, it was in need of serious repair. In 1988, it was bought by Carl Lopp, a descendant of Anton Sauer. Wendy Wilson was director of the Rosedale Development Association and became aware of the house in 1993.
Nobody was doing maintenance, so the roof needed work. There were broken windows, so it was kind of just deteriorating. So a lot of people wanted to save it.
The city cited Lopp for codes violations, for which he went to trial and was found guilty. A developer submitted a proposal to renovate the castle and build new housing on the grounds. If approved, it meant the city could condemn the house and sell it to the developer. Wilson said that got Lopp's attention.
He did go before the local landmarks commission. They did draft a plan. He did do some work, but it never really completed it.
Lopp appealed the code's violations, and they were reversed by the state Supreme Court. The developer withdrew their proposal because they were unable to survey the property and give a full financial statement. Work on the house stopped. Wilson has found it very frustrating.
I mean, there's been offers. He's been offered, fix it, sell it, we'll help you. We suggested to him that why don't you sell it and we'll get a historic society or somebody and fix it up and put your family's name on it. You know, what better memory of your family than to have this looking nice? And he was unwilling to do that.
We reached out to Lopp to comment on this story. He didn't want to give a recorded interview, but says he plans to restore the house. Wilson says the city has run out of options. She's now retired, but still has hope for the castle.
You know, it could be really a nice boost to that whole area. And when you get up high, like on the top in the tower of the castle, you can see downtown Kansas City, Missouri. It's a 360-degree view. It's stunning.
In the meantime, the house sits on the top of the hill, quiet and empty.
Christina Leffring brought us that story. You can see photos of Sauer Castle then and now at kcur.org. And if you have an idea for our next What Is That? Tell us. Send an email to centralstandard@kcur.org or go to the Tell KC section of our website and answer the question there.